as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand sees it, the most egregious argument heard from Republicans about their tax reform plan is that it helps the middle class. The New York Democrat says the GOP bill favors large corporations and the very wealthy who are already enjoying the benefits of a booming stock market, while middle-class families suffer by the entire elimination of the state and local property tax deduction.
When the Dow broke another record, how many workers on the factory floors or in grocery stores saw their pay increase? How many families in New York received generous raises that reflect these historic profits?
The House version of tax reform includes a compromise on SALT deductions, allowing up to $10,000. Republican Congressman Tom Reed supports that compromise, but he dismisses Democratic criticisms that tax reform will only benefit the super rich. He says the data is there, showing most families in his district will realize tax relief of about $1,600.
And I think it's clear with the retention of the 39.6% rate in the House, as well as other measures that we have demonstrated in the House, a commitment to those hardworking middle-class families.
Reed was also asked about the cancellation of a meeting with President Donald Trump by Democratic leaders, including Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, and the president's suggestion that no deal is in place to prevent a federal government shutdown in mid-December. Reed called it an example of Washington political theater, and he believes lawmakers are likely to reach a short-term deal on the federal debt ceiling by December 8th, avoiding that shutdown. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.